Well, despite the months of COVID interrupting our lives, the good news is there are still films out there worth a watch. Fortunately, director Ron Howard has provided one of them in the form of Hillbilly Elegy, based on the memoir of the same name by J.D. Vance. Told in flashbacks, Hillbilly Elegy is J.D. Vance's retelling of how and why his family left Kentucky for greener pastures in Ohio, only to continue to experience financial hardship and emotional upheaval due in large part to the opioid epidemic. The flashbacks construct the foundation of Vance's present day, providing insight into how the boy who struggled to grow up became the man who realized his dreams. As usual, Howard has delivered a beautifully done film, but to better appreciate the point of the film, it might be helpful as a viewer to understand Howard's motivation. The full title of the book is Hillbilly Elegy, a memoir of a family and culture in crisis. Howard has said in interviews that for him, Hillbilly Elegy is more of a family's drama of emotional rescue and survival. It celebrates the women of Vance's family, particularly his mama. Howard chose to focus on the family aspect of the book rather than any possible political features. He wanted to accurately portray Vance's family experience and at the same time present an authentic look at a particular region in our country and call out, but not delve into, its issues. Director Howard has put together a magnificent cast that delivers from start to finish. Amy Adams as Vance's mom, Bev, and Glenn Close as Mama are both excellent in their roles as women who have struggled with far too much in life. Owen Astolos as young J.D. and Gabriel Brasso as adult J.D. provide wonderful performances and are eerily believable as being the same person. As shown in the end credits, all of the cast members, with a little help from prosthetics and makeup, do a remarkable job of capturing the physicality of their characters. Now, while Hillbilly Elegy is a very powerful film and a good watch, it is also an extremely difficult watch by virtue of the subject. The film is so well done, the events that unfold will horrify, frustrate, and upset the viewer. This is not a feel-good movie in any way, shape, or form, but will leave the viewer satisfied and hopeful knowing that Vance survived to write his memoir and that he feels there is hope. He wants people to know Mama's message that, quote, "Where we come from is who we are, but we choose every day who we become," end quote. Hillbilly Elegy, now streaming for free on Netflix, is a well-paced 1 hour and 56 minutes in length and is rated R for language throughout the film, drug content, and some violence. This is Libby Wadman with the Friday Film Review, reminding you that film is always fun and fascinating.
This Friday Film Review is sponsored by Park City Film, now presenting a virtual cinema at parkcityfilm.org.